The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of What Did We Watch? What did we watch? Well, I haven't watched anything new. I rewatched, because it's on Amazon right now, Octopussy. Roger Moore, James Bond. He's by far the worst James Bond in the history of the franchise. This is not up for debate. That campy horseshit is terrible. The plot of this, awful. The villain, completely unremarkable. Don't even care. I muddled through that today. That is a big fat 1.5 out of 10. Race to Canis, what have you watched?
I've been taking in a lot of media lately, you know, of all the different varieties. For the Halloween season that we just passed through, and I kept going after Halloween ended because I was really into a scary movie kind of a kick. And I watched one called You're Next from 2013. And it's basically about three people in masks who attack an upper white middle, upper middle class family at this. It's very, very good. I'm going to say right now, I had no expectations coming in the door. I had just seen The Strangers, so it sort of led me to watch this, which is another one about three people in masks attacking people in a house. Sure. And honestly, this one was way better. It was way more meta, way more fun, and very violent, and very, very fun. If you're into, if you think you'd be into that kind of thing, that would be a personal recommendation for mine as far as movies go. TV shows, I'm watching a lot of TV shows right now outside of the typical cooking reality show fare. Of course, I'm watching a show with Brie Larson called Lessons in Chemistry. And I don't know. I've seen, I think, 7-8 episodes at this point. I have no idea if I like it. I have no idea if I'm into it or interested. I'm very curious what any non-incels would have to say about it. Like, if you're somebody who said The Marvels was a terrible movie 2 weeks before it even came out, I probably don't care about your opinion on this. Mm-hmm. But if you're somebody who's actually seen it and is, you know, normal, I would be very interested, because I don't know exactly what to make of it. Also on Apple TV, For All Mankind. Season 4 has come out. It's a show that I never even knew about until somebody suggested it. It's about the space program, but it's an alternate reality, where Russia got to the moon first, and it just changes the events of absolutely everything. Now people are on Mars, and different people were presidents, and it's wild. It's a wild set. Joel Kinnaman's in it. He's excellent. And, I would also recommend that show as well. And then video games, you gotta talk about video games, because you got me on. That's what I do. Alan Wake 2. Excellent. Excellent, excellent game. You probably have to have played the first one, at least, to really get the sense of it. But if you like kind of scary games, narrative-based story games, and you like sort of pulp narratives, this would be a game for you. It's very, very good.
Okay. I'm playing RoboCop Rogue City, and it's not good. It's not good. It's a shame. I love RoboCop the movie, and the arcade game from the 80s is pretty damn dope, too, but this one is...
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Weak. All the side quests are hot trash. Lynette Paladino, talk to me, my lady. What are you watching?
When I'm not watching Paw Patrol.
The new one was not that good, by the way.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Trash.
Worse than the last one. First one, I mean, excuse me.
Yeah, that was terrible. I also watched some Halloween stuff recently with my kiddo, and I've also watched some Halloween stuff with my kiddo, and the new Addams Family cartoon is bananas. They slipped in a joke there that blew my mind. If you remember the character called The Thing, the hand, there's a scene where The Thing is watching feet on his laptop, and somebody calls him and he slams the laptop shut.
It's funny. It's a funny bit.
It was great. I was like, did I really just watch that? I've actually been watching old stand-up specials, just to kind of see like how they were shot, made, produced. I recently watched, and Kevin, I feel like I already know what your reaction is going to be. I watched Ray Romano's from, it was shot right before pandemic in 2019. So
is that the one that's like the Comedy Cellar one? He walks around a couple clubs in the city.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. I liked it. I was with it.
I really liked it. I thought that was, well, it wasn't overproduced. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was funny and it was a decent, it wasn't like squeaky clean comedy, which I think is like the impression that most people would have about Ray Romano's humor.
Right.
I've been watching Golden Girls. Like, from beginning to that show is savage. Absolutely savage. The lines that they were coming up with in that show. Like there's an episode where they get stranded at a diner on Christmas Eve and the waiter slash manager slash cook, the only guy in the restaurant working, asks Sophia, the old Italian grandmother, if she can cook. And her response is, "Are you black?" And she's like, savage. Like you're just not gonna get TV like that. There's no
way. It makes
you
laugh, apparently.
Not on prime time, like not on network TV is my point. Like right. I'm sure HBO and whatnot, but it's amazing. Everybody should go back and watch The Golden Girls.
There we have it, kids.
That's amazing. Sorry, can I just say one thing really quick, Kevin?
Sure.
All I'm hearing from Lynette right now is we need to get this panel back together again. Me as co-host, Lynette as the gutter, and talk about Paw Patrol, the movie. Let's line it up and go.
The second one specifically, it was egregiously terrible. Oof. Oof. By the way, that'll do it for this episode of What Did We Watch? Thanks everybody for listening, and we'll catch you later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.